Through the Camera Lens, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Reading aloud by Minimus. Spring is on its way, not because of the calendar month, but rather due to the weather itself. The world is melting, dripping and trickling away in various streams through the middle of the road and ditches. The cheerful melody of the flowing water makes me happy. It's one of those days where I want to share my joyous mood with everyone else. I smile and nod at people rushing by in their work clothes, rucksacks and bags. I sit and wonder what they're thinking as they hurry through life. Do they have someone who cares about them? Someone to make them dinner? Are they satisfied? I know I'm satisfied. Well, at least today I am. As I walk around, I feel how my panties rub against my pussy. It tickles in such a wonderful way once I've shaved. It's so sensitive and soft. I can barely walk 100 meters without getting horny. As soon as I arrive back home, I immediately head to bed. You are lying on your stomach with your feet towards the door, reading cartoons. You barely have time to say hello before you turn your attention to the cartoons again. It's one of those days. One of those moments. I have no intention of letting my idea just be an idea. I let gravity do its work with my clothes, as they fall in a pile on the floor. I grab some reading materials and climb under the duvet. Hi, darling. Would you mind reading to me? I ask. Okay. I'll start here. You point. It's true, boys, and afterwards she tied me to the bed and took lots of photos of her private collection, the cheeky slut. Hey, you, I say. Yes? I didn't mean it. Mean what, you ask? I meant read a story from this magazine, preferably the one on page 49. Wait a moment. It's definitely one of those days where I have to keep at it to hold your attention. I turn to page 49 and place the magazine in front of your nose. My intentions are starting to dawn on you when you see the photo on page 48. Oh, you're after one of those special bedtime stories. Will you be able to sleep afterwards? You finally clock. I nod eagerly, hoping my blue eyes give off a shine. Absolutely, I promise. Well, are you ready? Yes. Okay, then. I hear you swallowing before going for it. Bolin, this is a story about Lena who's learning how to tie knots. She's sitting on a sofa with a book of knots in her lap and practicing with a pile of strings. She and her boyfriend agreed on getting a hobby together. In the summer, they're going to rent a boat and go on sailing trips together. So now she is practicing. It's all about bowlines, knots, turns and tangles. And she's reading how to do it fast at several points so the boat is secure. You read with a dark, deep and comforting voice. I can hear you're nervous. Your voice trembles a little. Anything could happen in a story like this,